You're on RDU 985. It is Fridays with Darlene and Amanda. That was Courtney Barnett there with Pedestrian at Best. Back before that, we had a couple of artists who are performing at the Banks Peninsula Festival, Mousy and Delaney Davidson featuring Marlon Williams there as well. Right. Okay, so we have Peter on the line here from the Littleton Distillery, who's going to be a vendor at the festival. Are you there, Peter?
Yeah, sure I am.
Perfect. How are you going today?
Yeah, great.
I understand you're in the car. I hope you're not driving as we speak.
No, not. I've pulled over, yeah.
Oh, perfect. Awesome. Okay, well, first of all, can you just tell us a little bit about how your company started? I had a wee read on your Facebook page, and I understand it was you first sort of talked about the idea when you were down south in 2016. Was that right?
That would be about right, yeah.
So where did the idea come from?
Just through a general discussion about how easy or how hard it might be to make distilled spirits.
Mm-hmm. So you had you made them prior just for yourself, no. Or was this a new sort of venture that you were wanting to take on?
No, I'd never made them before. I was just curious. So I decided to find out, and it sort of grew from there.
Oh, perfect. Okay. When you sort of started the company off, what did you picture it to sort of consist of, and you know what was your dream for the company? I guess you could say.
Oh, dream. I don't know that I had one really. It was primarily curiosity to see how far we could take it. To see, first of all, whether we could make a gin was our first aim.
Right, yeah.
To see whether we could make a product that was good enough to put on the market.
Right.
After about two, nearly 3 years experimentation, we thought we had something, and so we put it on the market, and the rest history, really.
Perfect. And so how did you sort of, was it sort of a baptism of fire? Did you sort of teach yourself how to do all of this? Did you follow sort of did anyone teach you, or did you sort of read up or watch YouTube, or how did you actually teach yourself how to distill gin?
I just relied on my own research and all of those sources, books, mm-hmm. YouTube, there's a wealth of information on the internet. Some of it's good, some of it's bad, and you just get to the more you get into it, you get to know the stuff that's rubbish and the stuff that's useful. And sometimes something, you know, you make wrong decisions, it doesn't turn out, so you start again and
so
on.
Perfect. Okay, and so you mentioned gin. What's been your most sort of popular product out of the company?
Gin by a long shot.
Yeah.
We've got other products like vodka and different styles of gin.
Perfect.
Vodka, limoncello.
Oh, nice.
We've got... In the planning stage, we've got some of those things made, but aren't yet ready to release them on the market.
Oh, cool.
Peter, hi, this is Darlene. I'm also a host. Sorry to just jump in on the interview. I'm curious to know what's your selling point with the flavours of your spirits.
Oh, right. Well, I started out... just to make a traditional gin that maybe your grandmother might have enjoyed.
Right.
But to introduce also some local components or botanicals to it, like manuka.
Oh, yes.
Manuka leaf, wild thyme, rose hip. The thyme and the rose hip we get from Central Otago, mainly the manuka we get from Banks Peninsula. And, yeah, every gin recipe is different, or every maker has a different, slightly different,
different
recipe. And if they told you all the detail, they'd probably have to kill you immediately, because the secret would be out. But in our gin, there's 10, 12 different botanicals go into it in different measure. There has to be, the majority has to be, or the major portion has to be juniper, juniper berries, dried juniper berries, which give gin that traditional flavour. And if you want to call it gin, you really have to have the major portion of the flavouring coming from
those berries.
Juniper berries.
So it sounds like it's a classic gin with a twist of botanicals. Some are native to New Zealand and others not. So it sounds delicious.
That was my thinking anyway. Earlier, about towards the end of last year, we entered the New Zealand Spirit Awards and managed to achieve a bronze medal, which was quite
congratulations.
Pleasing.
Awesome.
The nature of those competitions is that there will be a number of bronze medalists.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a first, second, and third sort of competition.
Right.
It's judged
but much. Not a participation prize either.
No.
So it's still an award.
You have to be good enough to get the range of marks
that
the judges have allocated for bronze, silver, or indeed gold.
I see.
So it was a pretty pleasing first time round, and we were keeping company with some well-known New Zealand craft and international craft.
Awesome.
Gin. So that was pretty cool.
So coming up on February 20th, of course, you're going to be featuring at the Banks Peninsula Festival. Who are you most looking forward to seeing there?
Anybody who likes to drink gin, I guess.
Good answer.
For us, it's not about the number of sales necessarily, although it's nice to cover cost. But it's about exposing the Littleton Distillery brand to more people. We had a successful outing with the first festival last year, so we thought we'd give it another crack. Yeah.
Perfect. Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for joining us today, Peter. And we look forward to February the 20th and catching you guys at the festival. And thanks for taking the time today. We'll let you get back to your drive and we will catch you on the 20th of February.
Okay.
All right. See you, Peter.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, well, we are going to wrap up the show. That was Peter there from the Littleton Distillery. We're going to play one last track. In fact, we might just play one from the playlist, I think. What have we got there?
How about Kiana Raves?
Kiana Raves, perfect. Well, we might just play this one here because we've got the air.
Yeah, cool.
Anyway, so I hope you enjoyed the show. We crammed in quite a bit.
We did. We got everything in.
We did.
Go us.
And we'll be back next Friday. We might, we sort of did a Valentine's special. Maybe we'll think of something for a Valentine's special.
We'll think of something else. I'm sure you've got many more dating stories to add.
Oh, God.
I can't wait.
I've got a whole bloody case full of them. Anyway, closets full of them. This is The Settlers Now, a track called Swimming. You've been listening to Fridays with Darlene and Amanda on RDU. Brought to you by C4 Coffee. We'll be back next Friday. Have a great weekend, everyone.
See ya.
Catch you then.